You guys are up.
You guys are having so much fun out there. Are you having a great time? It looks like you sure are.
Yes. Y'all got to hear me. Every time I'm asked about what is it, to me, it's fun. It's just straight up fun. We have a lot of fun. I have a blast. You know, I like having fun talking to my teammates during plays, whether it's, you know, third and long, third and manageable, and it's big time situations. It's just never been so much just confidence because it's fun. You know, we want to make big plays. We want to take, you know, be there. You know, even that touchdown that I had, Carson talked about that, you know. He spoke that to us, and he reminded me. He's like, hey, and boom, and that was the situation.
So what was a better celebration, the family picture or the bowling? I like the bowling.
Family picture. Oh. Because he'll tell you why we don't like the bowling. But the family picture was better.
Well, he was a little upset that he didn't roll the ball.
That's it. See, as long as you know. But he's supposed to roll the ball.
But he wanted to keep the ball.
We're going to get him back to him. He know that. But yeah, the family picture was better. I thought we was all posted up. It was nice.
Well, Lane said he was fired as a photographer because he didn't get any of it on tape.
Yeah, Lane got to do a better job.
On that second touchdown, Jay is 30 yards downfield. You guys are up big, and you're still trailing the play. Is that just a play that you're expected to make, even when the team's up big?
That's habit. We do it all week in practice. We try to trail runners. We try to get in front of runners. You know, convoy when guys are running, chase the ball carrier. And our coaches gave us, you know, credit for that in film in weeks past. And this is an opportunity where that same habit and that same, you know, coachable moment came to play. And it came to play and for a touchdown. So I'm happy that that was the result. But I also wish I would have got there early enough so that he could get his touchdown because he deserved that.
What can you say about the dominance of this offense? You guys have won games by four touchdowns or more for three straight games. It's never happened before in Eagles franchise history.
Well, we got a great defense that's keeping us in that situation. And we just got to keep on making plays and focus in on every opportunity. And I'm just very happy that we're playing the way we are and that we're playing ahead. You know, that's what I'm happy about. I want to continue to play ahead and never play the catch-up game. Always play ahead and always be the aggressor and have fun with that.
How about Carson's escapability? He had one play today where he just...
I mean, it's week in, week out. I love my dog because that's what he does, man. He's very mobile. You know, he's just tough, too. You know, outside of having the ability to juke defenders, he's just tough. You know, somebody hanging up on him, he's like trying to shed him off and make plays. So, a lot of respect for him.
You see that toughness a lot when, you know, he'll have a rusher in his face and he stands in and delivers.
Yes.
The football. Is that part of his game? Are you seeing that more and more?
That's been part of his game. You cannot deny his toughness. He's second to none with that. So, I mean, a lot of respect for him, and I'm happy he's my quarterback.
When you look into that end zone, it looked like Alshon just held him off just long enough to
get that guy. Great downfield blocking by Alshon, man. And I'm appreciative of that because if he doesn't block his guy, then I got two guys to worry about. But he did his job, and I will always, you know, be appreciative of guys doing that, and I'll do the same.
Do you mind just talking about the chemistry with Wentz on your touchdown play? I saw you had some pressure coming off your man.
Yeah, he communicates that. We've looked at it through practice, and we're prepared for situations like that.